Okay, now to start, we've drawn the list of who's in what seat at random. We're going to give each candidate 2 minutes for an opening statement. And we have Brian Armstrong here in the front row with reminder cards at 30 seconds, 10 seconds, and then when your time is up, so watch for that. We're going to have each candidate open with 2 minutes, and then we're going to go into questions. We'll rotate through who starts the answering of the questions, 1 minute each, and then when we're done, we'll have a 2 minute wrap-up from each candidate. We will start then with Bill Thresher, mayoral candidate. 2 minutes, opening pretty much whatever you want to say in 2 minutes. Yes, also, if we can hold applause until after everyone has taken their turn, it will make things go a little better.
Hello, my name is Bill Thresher, or William Thresher. To give you a little history on myself, I'm a current resident here in Marion Fork for 8 years. So I have currently owned my own business for 13 years, which I own a specialty moving company. My education comes from the University of Utah, a business background. The reason I have sought this position is I'm here to give the homeowner and business owner the highest return for their investment. It's one of the first business principles taught to anybody going through business school. So in giving the highest return to the investment, so it's looking at giving, to define this closer to you, is to decreasing property taxes, but also utilities. Here within our community, which we've seen over the last few years, currently we sit at the highest in northern Utah County for our utility rates. So if our bond goes through, we will have the highest property taxes in all of Utah County. And then currently, we will have the fifth highest in debt in all of Utah of its cities. All these three things discourage businesses coming into our community to alleviate the tax burden on the homeowner. My goal, if I get in as a mayor, is to decrease those costs, decrease utilities, decrease the tax burden on the homeowner. In doing this, hopefully we will see an increase in basically businesses wanting to come into our community. So currently right now for permits given within American Fork, currently we are below the average, so on permits given, and we are way above the average on the price per permit. Again, these are things that discourage businesses from coming in just because we can't see that growth and development. And again, I am very pro-business. So, and I am seeking the best for your intent, also my intent, because I am also a homeowner. Thank you. This is Bill Thresher.
I'm James Hadfield. I've been your mayor for the past 4 years. It's been my pleasure to represent you. I want to know that we have an outstanding staff in American Fork. Many good things have happened in American Fork over the past 4 years. Allow me just a moment. We opened Pioneer Crossing. The freeway through the city was rebuilt in the past 4 years. 1100 East has been rebuilt. We've worked together with 7 other communities, the county, the federal government, and 2 private concerns to pipe the Murdoch Canal and put the Murdoch Trail in. And there's been a lot of good things in American Fork. We reduced debt by $16 million by paying off several bonds and refinancing the 2 of the high-rated bonds that had high interest rates. We were able to accomplish many things. People tell us we're too far in debt, but we got $56 million, but only $10 million of that goes against property taxes. The other $46 million, we have revenue streams to take care of. A lot of acquisitions have been made this evening. I'd be happy to visit with any one of you individually and let you see the figures and talk to you individually about the hows and whys and what's not in operating a city. I think that we confused on some utility rates. Many times, we are not the keeper of our own facilities. Timpanogos Special Service District bills American Fork City, and when they raise their rates, we have no alternative but to raise the taxpayers' rates on those utilities as well. Again, it's my pleasure to serve you. I'm very pleased to represent the staff of our community. We have a great group of people that work for the city. We have great fire, police department, and you enjoy the best EMTs or medics because of our requirement to provide emergency transports at the hospital have to be at the highest level. When you call an ambulance, you get the very highest trained medics available. It's my pleasure to serve you. I ask for your support for the 4 years. Thank you very much.
Good evening, everybody. I'd just like to start off by saying thank you for being here. Appreciate your attendance and your willingness to be here to be part of the process. That means a lot to us to have people that want to get involved. My name is Craig Nielsen. I have lived in American Fork for 30 years. I was born and raised in Orem. We have me and my wife, Sonia, and married Sonia Pittman, who's also a lifelong resident of American Fork. We have three children that graduated from American Fork High School, so I'm very vested in what happens in this city. Professionally, I work for Intermountain Healthcare and the director of oncology at American Fork Hospital and at Utah Valley Hospital, and I operate the operations of the cancer centers of those two hospitals. I have been serving on the city council, and I want to continue to serve on the city council to continue the great things that are going on. I think we have a great city council and city staff, as the mayor alluded to, and I think there's been a lot of good things that have happened, and I want to continue to be a part of that. And I think the best way to contribute to that is to educate myself and make sound, rational decisions based on the facts and based on the situation that's best for the citizens, for the city, and for the businesses of American Fork. Thank you.
How are you doing?
Not a lot of smiles out there.
I'm Jeff Shorter. My wife, Joelle, and we've been married about 35 years. I've lived in American Fork for about 19 years. Grew up in Orem. His older brother and I were classmates through grade school, junior high, and high school. Just found that out recently. I'm against bonding. My feelings about taxes are pretty significant. I think the government should spend what it has, and it shouldn't spend any more than that. I don't like the idea of bonding. However, I like the idea that people get to choose. If they choose to tax themselves, obviously you can do all you want, but that part I like. I just don't like the idea of bonding because we're taxing and sending taxes in 21 years from now. And I'd like to put an end to that we pay for what we have. If we don't have it, we don't spend it. The roads have been good and bad in American Fork for 19 years. I mean, every road I've driven on in Utah has its challenges and problems. Even the freeways are falling apart after 10 or 11 years. You see holes out there on the new freeway they built between Salt Lake when the Olympics came here. So there's always problems. There's always things that need to be done, but I think we should pay for what we have each year. If we don't have the money, we don't have the service. And I just like the idea that the government is here for us. We're not here for the government to be a source of revenue. I think serving in this position would be a great opportunity. I'm an attorney in Salt Lake by practice, and I've been doing that. I have a law firm up there. I've been enjoying that as an attorney. I enjoy that work. People seem to disagree a lot, so it gives me a lot of work to do. But I would love to serve as your city councilman. I think what they've done so far to cut budgets and cut expenses, they don't always have all that they have because they've inherited a lot of things from other administrations. So it's a little difficult in the city to keep everything continuity going, but I think if we can do better, if we can cut more, and we can make sure that families have the money they need. The budgets are tough. The federal government, the state government, constantly reaching into our pockets, they need to stop. We're not here to serve the government. The government is here to serve us, and I just like to ask for your support, and I'll do what I can to work amicably and have my opinions and not be disagreeable, but still get things done that we can get done to help the citizens relieve the burdens on them. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Carlton Bowen. I'm running for American Fork City Council. We have a great city, and I want to keep our city great. So I have a vision for American Fork City. I envision that we have well-maintained facilities and that we have good roads. I also envision that we have low taxes and also that we eventually have no debt. I'm concerned about the $56 million of debt that the city already has. This is a significant sum of debt for a city the size of American Fork, which is 30,000 people. And adding $20 million more debt is a 35% increase in the burden of debt upon our citizens. I'm also concerned about the tax increase. The tax increase is 25% plus of the city's portion of the property tax. And I'm just, I think that the direction that our city's going is a concern to me. We need to make a decision now. We need to decide whether we want to be a city of a heavy debt burden or whether we want to be a fiscally sound city. We need to decide if we want to be a city of high taxes or if we want to have a low tax environment. And so I am concerned about the direction, and I do want to switch course. I do want to have good roads, and I think we can address that through the budget. We have a $52 million budget, and adjusting just a few percent of that, adding about making roads more of a priority because we see that there's a need there, and increasing the current road budget, which is very minimal, by about 6% will allow us to do everything that the bond seeks to do in the same time frame, but without the 20 years of debt. And so I just wanted you to know why I, like many American Fork City residents, am opposed to the bond.